7 after the hour, and it's November the 5th, and it's time for us, Jennifer and Doug.
And it's your birthday.
It is my birthday. In fact, happy birthday,
Dougie.
Oh, thank you. And everybody else is having a birthday today. Let's get to the heart of the matter. I guess there are a number of hearts and a number of matters. Pocketbook issues notwithstanding, things are tied up. I have a hard time figuring out how, once again, I'm not going to make a big deal out of this in this hour because we've certainly had this conversation before, but when you think of Mr. Romney getting the popular vote and Obama perhaps winning, there's something wrong with that equation. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but that's what a lot of people are saying. What are you considering when you go to vote tomorrow? What is your main consideration? 800-510-8255.
I'm Jennifer, hoping for change.
Hope and change. Right, exactly.
No, I'm hoping for change.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the economy is the big thing. I am voting for anything that will, I'm voting down anything that's going to cost me any more money.
Yeah.
And sadly, and just to hop on my soapbox for a minute, we have several ballot initiatives in California where we're essentially being held hostage, where people are taking education and using it to get the taxes that they want. They want to raise sales tax by another 0.5% in California, and they said that money's going to go to education. And I'm sick and tired of them not spending all the money that they already have in the right way to fix education like it should be, instead of holding us hostage. That's the first thing that they do. They take fire. They take police, they take education, and they hold it hostage against you to try to bring in more money. And I'm tired of it. But hi, good morning, welcome.
Yeah. All right. So one of the things that I have been reviewing over the weekend are the do's and don'ts, or the what's, the nitty gritty things that are behind the scenes when it comes,
yes,
to what the president does, this president, and the number of executive orders that he's signed.
Yeah, what happens? Because this could be, I mean, he knows that this could be his last hurrah, right? It's,
well,
close.
It's not that. I mean, over the entire 4 years, there have been.
No, but I mean, each president must face this, like the week before their election. So what do they do? What's the process?
No, it's the week before the inauguration.
Okay.
When they pardon this person and that person,
right,
and they, you know, they come up with this, that, or the other thing that they want to sort of they want to eradicate. I'm just looking at the people who have been nominated for various things in this administration, court officers, for example. When I say that, I'm talking about judges. David Hamilton, who is most infamous for his rulings against laws requiring sex offenders to register with the state, nominated to the 7th Court of Appeals. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So,
gotcha.
Anyway, keep it in your mind. I don't want to spend a lot of time. A lot of people will drill into this today. The election's tomorrow. The indications are it's a dead heat. Make sure you get out and vote.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
that's the thing. I mean, yeah, that's what it's so much of it. And I don't know, how is the East Coast? Do you know how they're prepping for this? Or is everybody going to be able to do
prepping,
vote? Well, are they going to be able to get to the voting places like in New Jersey and
no,
New York? Do we know about that?
No. In New Jersey, they're going to use their computers. Special,
gotcha,
something has been set up by the state so people can vote using their computers. I do not know about New York State, what they've done. But I know in New Jersey, the situation will not be a problem. If you have a computer, you can vote. If you don't, you may be out of luck. And this is, you know, part of what you have to do. And then there's another storm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it as being a superstorm, but the temperatures are getting cooler, obviously, in New York City and up the East Coast from New Jersey into New England. Temperatures in the overnight times are in their 30s, and that's tough for a lot of people who still don't have any power. Homes and businesses in New York, still tons of them in the northern suburbs. Our own Roberta Fasanella in Long Island says she didn't have any power there. So the lack of heat will force a lot of residents to leave their homes. And where they go, well, they are trying to find housing for 40,000 people in New York City. Fuel shortage in New Jersey will last a few more days. And so this so-called significant nor'easter, which would be rain and wind moving up, maybe a little bit of snow. You can look at the bad side of the weather. It's always easy to look at the dark side or the bad side. So I will tell you that in the Northeast on Wednesday, rain and 47 degrees is the temperature. That's the forecast. Friday, things change substantially back to a decent weather. But, you know, it's not like it was life and death. I think some people just are so tired of the same stuff. 45, 47, 49 degrees is the predicted high on a Wednesday. Windy and showers. It won't snow if the temperature's in the 50s. And so that's what you got for a couple of days. That's it. But yet, to look at the way the Weather Bureau or the weather folks are talking about this, you'd think that it was the end of the world again. Oh, my God, look at these temperatures and all this wind and stuff. Terrible. Right. So it may affect the election. Who knows? There are all kinds of things. It's the will of the gods, as it were, Jennifer.
Yep.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And to Jennifer. Jennifer's going to check the social media, find out what's trending on Yahoo. And Google doesn't have trends, do they? They don't have trends.
They must, but I don't know how we get there. It's real easy on Yahoo because you can see up to the minute what people are looking for.
All right. Let's help you if you have yellow teeth. A lot of you folks have heard me been talking a lot about this, actually, because it's a significant formula for attraction. When it comes to your teeth, people see your teeth, that big smile, and that's cool. What's the old expression? A smile is worth a thousand words, creates a lasting impression. This knowledge comes to us how? by making a judgment when you see somebody, right? So yellow teeth. By the way, there are studies that show if you have bad teeth, you don't get a job as easily as somebody who's got good teeth. Did you know that?
I believe it.
Yeah, right. And you don't get dates, men and or women.
I believe that, yeah.
It's something. So if you're married and your spouse has yellow teeth, this is something that you can pass along, if you will. Why don't you do this together? Power swabbing is what it's called. Power swabbing. The couple that swabs together stays together. And the best thing now about power swabs, you get 40% off when you call 800-865-7602. I kind of like that. The couple, I'm writing this down. The couple that swabs together, right, stays.
That's right.
Together.
So start swabbing.
All right. Swab, what you do with this power swab routine. The whitening system, by the way, comes with the guarantee that it'll work is one thing. Understanding how it'll work is another thing. Tooth detergent, a vegetarian tooth detergent versus putting bleach on your teeth. Which is your preference? I would think it wouldn't be a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes. Coffee, tea, and smoking stains start to disappear. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, power swabs work on natural teeth as well as bonded caps, crowns, all that stuff. So it's a risk-free offer. 800-865-7602. Don't go so quickly, Doug. 800-865-7602. Get 40% off your purchase price of power swabs and get swabbing together to get those teeth looking wonderfully well. It's a good idea for maybe stocking stuffers. Keep that in your mind. 800-865-7602. Get 40% off power swabs.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. So, Jennifer, you're following these social media sort of trending items other than the obvious. What's there?
Mm-hmm. Well, starting off at number one on Yahoo this morning is Snooki Lorenzo photo. Snooki tweeted a picture of her with her baby yesterday on the Twitter site.
Right.
And so that is actually trending at number one. Number two is Billy Ray Cyrus. Why, you ask? Well, because he made his Broadway debut this weekend. Very
really?
Exciting stuff for Billy Ray. Number three, early voting results. That's easy. But, you know, I don't know. Can you really get early voting results?
What?
Because it says both parties right now, both parties claim early voting edge. So
the wrong here is that people know how other people vote before
right,
the election
is over. Right, and then they want to vote with
over.
The winner.
Yeah, it's wrong. Right,
so
it's
that's
wrong.
Number three.
Wrong.
Number four right now on Facebook is the 11th victim, which is a clip of Meta World Peace's Lifetime movie. He's the Laker, you know, Meta World Peace, changed his name. He's a Lifetime movie, so that's trending at number four. And then number five is Victor Cruz hit. You know what that's all about?
No.
This is right up your alley. This was Ryan Clark who crushed Victor Cruz yesterday in football. It was the Jets and the Giants and Steelers. Yeah.
Wow.
So Ryan Clark got flagged for unnecessary roughness, and it's a questionable hit. They're looking into it now, but he got smashed yesterday. I don't know if you got to see the footage. But
no, I don't care about that sort of thing. I'm just, you know where I am on that. I think it's outrageous that the game goes on and so many people are being hit and hurt. I have an idea for us to put. I'd like to post this on Facebook and Twitter. I'd like to know if people would be interested in us having a sports report. Jennifer, doing a sports report, and I don't know whether it, because a woman does it, it appeals more to women, or in general, is there such a thing as a sport? I don't know if there's any television show anywhere that is, in essence, a sports report for women, about women's sports, or in general, are women interested in just sports scores? This kind of a conversation, this is certainly affects it. So, should we do a women-oriented sports report on the Good Day program?
I will post it at Facebook now.
Sure. Yes, thank you. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The latest Bond movie, Skyfall. It's great. It's really, you know, it's really good. Oh, it's really good. But there's a bit of a controversy now because of product placement. Like, instead of his signature martini, Bond now drinks Heineken. He owns a Heineken. And that's not the only example. Like 007, it's now 007-11. Have you seen this? You know Miss Moneypenny? She's now Miss JCPenney. It kind of goes on like that. And then there's one scene where he pins down the bad guy and goes, "What's in your wallet?" And he just kind of...
Thank you, Jimmy. Now, we understand that carpooling can be difficult, especially when you're stuck in traffic with people you don't know for 2 hours straight. And that's why the city of New York would like to offer the following list of things that you can talk about while you're carpooling with strangers. Number one, last night's Country Music Awards. Did you watch it? Can you believe so-and-so won Best Album? And number two, have you ever won a contest where you have to guess how many jelly beans were in a jar? How many was it? Well, that's a lot of jelly beans. Number three, can you believe the size of the sandwiches at Carnegie Deli? They're too big to eat. It's too much meat. Number four, should I grow a mustache?
I think it's kind of funny.
You do?
Uh-huh. Number five.
I like the jelly beans.
Is there anyone that you have a crush on right now? You should go for it. Number six. Do you ever wear cargo pants? If so, what do you put in the pockets? Swiss Army knives and matches, or money and tissues, gum. And finally, number seven. What's your name?
Wow.
Yeah. That was funny. Like, what do you do in a comfortable carpool? Yes. Uh-huh. Have you ever won a jelly bean counting contest?
Okay.
Have you?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, actually, I haven't. I've not gone down
I won
there.
One time. I won at a baby shower. And, like, what do you do with all those jelly beans? I didn't want them all, but I won them all.
Remember, Ronald Reagan used to have them on his desk.
I know, but this is a lot of jelly beans.
All right. A couple of NBC websites hacked on Sunday by a group calling itself Picnic, P-Y-K-N-I-C, suggesting a possible link to the cyber attack group Anonymous. Appeared that the defacement of the affected subsites cleaned up in a couple of hours by NBC. If you looked last night, they appear to be functioning normally. Why would somebody do this? Why?
Because to prove they can. Hacking is all for the it's for the evil geeks among us.
It's the site bore the message hacked by Picnic. Let's see here. There's also a group called the Hacktivists. Do you know about them?
No.
Reference suggests a link to a group in Britain, and they were celebrating Guy Fawkes Day by doing it. Do you know about Guy Fawkes Day? God knows how these people connect this stuff.
I do not
it
know.
It is amazing, amazing, amazing. Guy Fawkes, 1605, 11 men led by Guy Fawkes came together to find a way to return England to the Catholic faith. The king had been letting, sending Jesuits into exile and letting basically the Episcopalians into power. You know, the Episcopalian Church is the Church of England, and it developed out of the Catholic Church, but not as pronounced. It's another one of the protestors, the Protestants.
Nothing says, yay, Catholics, like hacking into somebody.
Well,
though,
Guy
right?
Fawkes and seven of the other people that were protesting got beheaded.
Wow.
And so anyway, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up the Houses of Parliament with 60 barrels of powder below poor old England to overthrow. But by God's providence he was catched with darkened lantern and slow-burning match. Ho, boys! The ring, bells ring. Ho, boys! God save the king. Alright, so that's...
I'm so confused right now. Somehow we started talking about hacking. But
no,
okay.
They were the original hackers. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, it's no surprise that plenty of hotels pop up in areas known for their wine. But what if you could actually spend the night in a vineyard? I'm talking about seeing teams at work harvesting in fall and pruning in spring. There's no shortage of vineyard lodges in Sonoma County, but they come in different variations. The Vintners Inn is a full-service hotel with a 92-acre vineyard right in its backyard. Now, it's not all about California. Did you know that the Palisades area has the greatest concentration of orchards, wine grapes, and wineries in all of Colorado? And Wine Country Inn, near Grand Junction, has its own 20-acre vineyard. And speaking of lesser-known wine destinations, how about Texas? That's right. While most people venture into Texas Hill Country from Austin, you can also base yourself right on the land at places like the Becker Vineyard and the Grape Creek Vineyard. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
In my family, I doctor hurt knees, plus nurse every paycheck. I cut out coupons, plus trans fats. Rite Aid understands. My Wellness Plus card gives me everyday savings, plus a point for every dollar I spend, 25 points for every prescription. Once I earn 1,000 points, I get 20% off the whole store for a year. That's like buying four and getting our fifth shampoo free.
Rite Aid's Wellness Plus card. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking?
That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are looking at the important stories of sort of irregular news. And one of the things that a lot of people have talked about this weekend is whether or not you set your clocks back. Most Americans got an extra hour of sleep this weekend, thanks to the...
And that made me happy.
Did it?
Falling back makes Jennifer a happy girl. Yes, it did.
So what did you do with the extra hour?
I slept. Are you kidding?
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I actually went to bed at, this is so boring, but I went to bed at 10:30 or 11 on Saturday night, and I woke up at a nice 8 o'clock Sunday morning, read my paper. It was great.
Really? All right. Yeah. So the latest on Snooki. I noticed there were two people that are promoting the fact they're going around without makeup. Heidi Klum is one, and Snooki is two.
Yes.
Why is this important?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly.
I'm asking why. Yeah, right.
I don't know why it's important, but there has been this little, there's been a couple of things going around. First, I think Heidi Klum has been going because she is working with the BBC doing this near barefaced charity campaign where celebrities take off their makeup and just show what they look like naturally, because we know that a lot of celebrities are very much smoke and mirrors, and that sets a bad example for little girls, right? Yes.
Right.
Why Snooki posed without makeup with her son, I don't know. But there was a backlash that Snooki was involved with this last week with Halloween, and that was that she and a bunch of celebrities in Hollywood were starting to speak out against sexy Halloween costumes. And you know, we've all seen them. There's the sexy Goldilocks. I mean, they can make anything sexy. The sexy referee, the sexy bumblebee, you know, whatever it is. And so a bunch of people, including Snooki and JWoww and some other celebrities, actually banded together on social media saying, this is really stupid. Just... This is not painting a good picture for girls that we're actually making every costume a sexy one. So that could have something to do with it.
Disney to reboot Boy Meets World.
Oh, that was a good show. Do you remember that one?
No. All I know is there anything new around now? It's all the old stuff being configured, isn't it?
Right. And what's really funny is that I don't I don't think that that show was enough of like a pop culture icon to actually needing to, it doesn't necessarily need to be remade. It was a good show. It was one of those Friday night kind of preteen teeny bopper shows that aired on, I think, ABC for a little while.
Yeah.
With Fred Savage's little brother.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You remember it? And yeah, the girl next door, Topanga, Danielle Fishel was her name.
Sharon Osbourne has admitted something that's pretty interesting for women. We're in November now, so we're outside of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But I find it interesting that she didn't announce this, or this didn't come out last month.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is an interesting message to women.
Yeah, she actually came out and said that she had a double mastectomy. If you remember, Sharon's actually had a hard time. She's had a lot of health issues. She lost a lot of weight. She had dealt with cancer a couple of times. And with breast cancer, she decided to just go the mastectomy route and had a double mastectomy, and then she had reconstructive surgery. But interesting that she chose not to talk about it, but she said she didn't because she doesn't want pity. She didn't want it to be a pity me situation. She just decided to get rid of what she was carrying around. And, you know, I can understand that. When you go through what she's gone through, you kind of don't want to do it again. So, interesting article in Hello Magazine.
This woman who claims CeeLo Green drugged her. CeeLo Green, I never even knew who this guy was before the television show.
You know, I don't know if I buy this. CeeLo is notorious for having like an eye for the ladies. He flirts a lot. But this lady's story is quite an interesting one. At first she said she was just sexually assaulted by CeeLo. Well, now the rumor or the whole story is coming out. She said that CeeLo met her in a restaurant, slipped her ecstasy, and then the next thing you know, she woke up in his hotel room with him walking around saying, "Hey, I drugged you, and by the way, I just did the hmm with you."
Really?
Yeah. Now, right. I guess the lady went to her lawyer, or got a lawyer, and then that lawyer went to a manager asking, you know, for money to make the story go away. CeeLo said no, and so now it's in the press. And that tells me that if it were a real deal, he probably would have just paid her off, correct? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. It's very hard. These things happen so often. It's almost like, okay, why are we wasting our time talking about it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I never want to downplay any woman's accusations because you just don't, you never know. I mean, I hate to downplay it, but we've gotten to a point where this is a moneymaker for a lot of people. They use this to try to, I mean, even when it doesn't happen, there's a lot of people that get paid off just for shutting up because they're so loud with their stories. So, I don't know. I just don't, I don't see it with him. Maybe, you know, not that I know him personally, but I think you kind of get a sense of what people are capable of, and I don't know if that's necessarily him.
All right. Do you know who Zach Vawler is, V-A-W-L-E-R?
No idea.
He has a bionic leg, and he climbed the 103 floors of Chicago's Willis Tower yesterday.
That's awesome. Good for him.
He lost his right leg in a motorcycle accident. He put on what they call a smart limb. I don't know what that means. Does that mean what the leg thinks? What does that mean?
It's opposed to a stupid limb.
Mm-hmm. Everything went great. The prosthetic limb did its part, and I did my part. And so he managed the leg weighs 10 pounds.
Wow.
And has two motors in it.
That's interesting. Now, how does that work?
I don't know. How does being thought, our muscles and our limbs move because our mind tells them to move, right?
Mm-hmm.
The brain tells them to move. And so there's somehow a connection between this thing that makes the motors work in his leg and his mind. Because he thinks like everybody else. When we think, we move our leg. When he thinks, his prosthetic leg moves. There's a motor on the ankle, and there's a motor at the knee. This is weird. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Very bionic, isn't it? They can make a TV show about him.
You think?
No one could hack into it, right?
Let's hope not. You know, I thought we ought to have another ongoing question today with regard to what's in our social media on Facebook and Twitter. If you didn't hear what we were talking about in the last half hour, in part, I asked Jennifer to ask you if you would support or be interested in a sports report that Jennifer did every morning, focusing on either the general sports information of the day or on women's sports. And I'm not sure, I guess maybe you put two of them together. You can have women's sports and regular sports, but there's so many different ways of getting information about the regular. I don't, just the scores and stuff, that's not important.
No, it's got to be the fun stories.
Right, okay. So here's question number two.
Okay.
That would, I think, be of interest to people today at either Twitter, at Good Day Show, or Facebook.com/Good Day Show. How important is a political candidate's marital status to you when you vote?
Hmm.
How important is it to you, thinking about who you're going to vote for? Because there are a lot of different things. Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks whether or not, you know, obviously the presidential race is important, but are there other things that you're voting on? Senate, congressional races, governor, local political
and
offices?
Would you ever vote for a single person?
Yeah, exactly. Or somebody who is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody who's divorced. Could you see a divorced president, for example? Is that something that makes...
What movie had the divorced president? Was that the American...
That was the one with
president?
Michael Douglas. No, he, yeah, was, he wasn't divorced. He was, his wife was dead. His wife had died.
Right.
I don't think there's ever been...
People are okay with that, but people would not be okay with divorce.
Hmm.
I think.
Well, yeah, maybe. So anyway, marital status, when it comes to voting, how important is a political candidate's marital status? You can call it in at 800-510-8255, but I think it would be interesting to post there. Again, the poll, other than the president, what else is your state voting for tomorrow? Senator, congressional seats, excuse me, governor, local political offices, referendums, propositions, initiatives, some or all of the above. I don't know. I already voted. I'm not voting. Yada, yada, yada. All right. So all of those things.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because I'm posting this right now as we talk.
Yeah.
So I said, how important is a candidate's marital status to you? Would you vote for someone who is divorced, single, or gay? Is that okay? Does that seem...
Would you vote for somebody
harsh?
Who is single?
Who divorced,
divorced,
single, or gay?
I don't know if gay... You can be married.
I know. It seems
no,
harsh,
let's,
doesn't
no,
it?
No, let's not do the gay. Single or divorced? Or okay. Widowed? Single that equals widowed, I suppose, right?
Okay.
Mm. All right. So that's something to consider. Help yourself to our Facebook page. Again, it's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. How would you like to stop? We were talking earlier about Snooki not out in public without any makeup on and Heidi Klum. That is, yeah, Heidi Klum looks pretty good without makeup because she
Yeah, I actually think she looks better.
Good care. Right, exactly.
Funny?
A lot of people do, too. Mm-hmm. So here's a line of products that I've become associated with called Pure Attitude, P-U-R, Attitude, Pure Attitude, which has a lot of things that have been researched, and basically the research suggests that water is bad, and yet water is in most cosmetics, so get rid of the water, get rid of the chemicals, and you get something really special, and that's what these Pure Attitude products are all about. No water. The reversing and preventing of aging of your skin is what Pure Attitude products are all about. Research by David Pollack, who is an authority that's worked for a number of these other companies, and now he's put together a line of products that are just superb. And there are three. This is a three-piece skin essentials kit that you can get. Consists of a purifying face wash with a Hydra Drench Moisturizing Serum, and Multi Effects Eye Serum. You got to go to justaskdavid.com/Doug and get the special offer, or you can call 941-505-2631. If you really want healthy skin, this is your prescription for youth. Pure Attitudes. Three pieces brought separately. Together, that's brought separately. No, if you were going to bring one home at a time and you bought all three, it cost you $144. Through this special offer, $88 for these. Great idea for Christmas. It's really superb. It's great product line. It's really been well thought out. I'm happy that they're telling this story through me. Free shipping and handling. Again, just ask david.com/Doug, or you call 941-505-2631 for healthy skin. The three pieces separately, $144. Your price for all three through Doug, $88. Just ask david.com/Doug or 941-505-2631.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives, that's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Tonight, the Voice Live playoffs begin. It's the biggest event in America. Okay, technically the election is bigger, but the live three-night Voice event is a close second.
That's what I'm talking about!
And America's vote will decide the top 12.
It's up to America now.
Then, on an all-new revolution, after 15 years of darkness, could there be light and along with it, danger?
What if they want to use it as a weapon?
The Voice Live playoffs and revolution, all new tonight, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus, ticker symbol RVPL.
800-510-8255. Thomas is in Mumford, Georgia. Hi, Thomas. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
That's good. So in terms of a political candidate's marital status and all of the various, how many different things are you voting for in Georgia tomorrow?
I'm voting. I want to leave it at that. But as far as his status goes and his orientation and all that, that bears no relevance for me. As far as I'm concerned, I'm worried about his agenda. I don't care who he's married to or who he worships. I want to know that he's going to help the country out. And I think people focus too much on status and their situation. That's where I come out on it.
Well, I think that
the
personal life doesn't matter to many. When I asked you what you were voting on, I just wondered whether...
How many propositions?
Yeah, there are propositions on the ballot there. Are you voting for governor? How many?
Governor. I'm voting for the governor tomorrow.
Yeah, who's running? I don't even know who's running for governor in Georgia. Whoops, I lost him. I don't know. So much for the good.
We'll never know.
Right. I think that's interesting. We spend so much time, even in the local shows, talking about the president and the vice president on either side.
Yeah, we don't get local.
Yeah, what about the local referendum questions? What about ballot issues? What about things? Now, we have in Framingham, we have local elections in March every year, and then we've got this national thing we call a presidential race every 4 years. I'd like to see, by the way, this all eliminated. I wonder what things you'd like to see. This is maybe rhetorical or food for thought. What would you like to see when it comes to the process done about the campaigns and campaigning? How would you like to have every 6 years a new president? You can only be in presidential. You can be once, one term, 6 years. Senate, one term, 6 years. Congress, one term, 6 years. Governor, one term, 6 years.
I do like that plan of yours. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it eliminates all this foolishness.
Well, yeah, they're always trying to get reelected in their first part of the job. It's not very well thought out.
No, you're right about that. All right, so food for thought. A good day time is 51 after the hour.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, 53 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer here in the technology corner to discuss Microsoft's newest version of Windows, Windows 8, and the kinks that you might experience with this new product.
A hot new book by Craig Smith argues that the greenback is now at high risk no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of the Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. The result today? The dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history, creating, in essence, a fourth branch of government. Learn what must be done to preserve your money if the dollar crashes for good. The good news is I've secured a supply of the book The Great Debasement, a $20 value, free of charge. For my listening audience only, call 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, and get a free copy of The Great Debasement. You will read it from cover to cover. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Windows 8 has been out for about a week and a half now, which means you're still probably pretty lost. There's a whole bunch of tips and tricks I've posted at ShelleyPalmer.com, but here are some of the most helpful. If you want to view all of your apps at once, hold down your control key and scroll out with your mouse. Want to categorize those apps? Drag them to the right side of the screen and Windows will create a new group, which you can then rename by right-clicking. One of the coolest new features in Windows 8 is the ability to have a picture password. Press the Windows key plus the I key to get settings. From there, click Change PC Settings at the bottom right and go to the Users tab. Under Sign-in Options, choose Create a Picture Password. Pick the picture you want to use, then choose up to 3 gestures, circles, swipes, and clicks to log in. Pretty neat, huh? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all of them and follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election. But the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after.
Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, we were talking about technology earlier, Richie, and this guy who climbed that 103-story skyscraper in Chicago with the prosthetic leg that has two motors in it, one on his ankle and one on his knee.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's so cool, though.
Now, there's news about a robot that can open doors and find electrical outlets to recharge itself.
Computer. That's just creepy. That I don't know.
Listen to this. Well, I mean, this comes under the heading of
The Matrix.
Whether or not intelligent machines will outsmart us. Computer viruses that nobody can stop, predator drones like we see in the movies, that are, even though they're remotely controlled by humans, come close to a machine that can kill. These are alarming advances, I think, in artificial intelligence. Some computer scientists are debating whether there ought to be limits on research that might lead to the loss of human control over computer-based systems that carry a growing share of society's workload, from waging war to chatting with customers on the phone. The concern is that further advances could create profound social disruptions and even dangerous consequences. I mean, here's an example. The scientists pointed to a number of technologies as diverse as experimental medical systems that interact with patients to stimulate empathy, computer worms, and viruses that defy extermination and could thus be said to have reached a cockroach stage of machine intelligence. You can't get rid of them. And part of them, interestingly enough, are being developed in coordination with a new healthcare bill, it seems. So you've
it's
got,
just when does their electronic survival get in the way of ours? Well, you know, it already do is. They like, do they, but do they attack us when they can't get to their power source? Like, what happens?
I don't know, but it's not. The story is scientists worry machines may outsmart man. From the New York Times.
Beware the Matrix. You are already a part of it.
Yeah. Okay, Rich, thanks for that. Helpful.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Helpful, yeah.
I'm going to go have a cupcake.
There you go. 59 after on good day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.